What's our target phrase today?
私はおそばを食べます。
I'm going to eat buckwheat noodles. Let's break it down.
私
I
は
topic marking particle.
おそば
buckwheat noodles.
を
object marking particle.
食べます。
To eat. All right. The main point here is this object marking particle.
お
Ooh, that's mysterious. What does that mean? Object marking particle.
It marks object of
wow,
the verb.
Wow, very, I'm enlightened. So let's get down into the nitty gritty of this o, all right? First of all, this o is not the same o that we put in front of the soba to make it more honorific and polite, the o soba.
So desu ne, that's right. That's a good point.
What is this o then? It's a separate character in hiragana, right?
Mm.
When you're writing it down. And it only has the function of marking objects.
Right.
Which in plain regular English means...
The particle o connects noun and action.
That makes sense. So in this case, we have...
おそばを食べます。
So we have soba, the noodle soba, connected with 食べます, to eat. Huh. I have a feeling we just learned a really, really powerful type of sentence that we can just make any type of sentence with a new phrase that's really useful.
Right.
I'm sure this is really powerful. We can say now nearly everything, noun and verb.
そうですね。
So how would I say, I eat breakfast?
朝ごはん is a breakfast. 私は朝ごはんを食べます。
I eat breakfast. That's good. How about sushi? I eat sushi.
私はお寿司を食べます。And a must form of a verb, for example, 食べます could mean will eat or eat.
Ah, that's true. So it's not very clear if you're talking about the present
mm-hmm.
or the future.
Future. We don't have future tense. Well, we do, but we don't usually use the future tense.
And if you were to be talking about the future, you would modify it with some sort of time modifier. Like, you know, I'll eat breakfast tomorrow, right? Which is it's the future.
So, 明日朝ごはんを食べます。So, sometimes not clear if the speaker is talking about his habit,Or his future.
I see, because if you say just 私は朝ごはんを食べます, it means either I eat breakfast every day,
or
just I will eat breakfast now, or mm-hmm. I'll eat tomorrow, or I'll eat breakfast next week. It could be any of those, right?
Hi.
Depending on the context and what's going on. It's mysterious. Okay, so in the previous lesson, we learned the negative mas form of the verb to eat.
食べます becomes 食べません in a negative sentence.
To not eat.
はい。
All right. So then how do we use this お with 食べません? I will not eat breakfast.
私は朝ごはんを食べません。
Which can also mean, you know, I'm not going to eat breakfast now. I won't eat breakfast now. Or I never eat breakfast. Or I won't eat breakfast next week.
そうですね。
Anything, right?
Right. So do you eat breakfast? エリックさんは朝ごはんを食べますか?
はい。朝ごはんを食べます。
Yeah, to make a question, you can just add か at the end of the sentence.
And what if you don't know what we're going to eat?
Oh.
You have to ask, what are you going to eat?
It's simple. You can just put 何 at the object part. For example, 何を食べますか?
What will you eat? Or what are you going to eat? Or what do you usually eat?
そうですね。
Habitually.
はい。So for breakfast, 何を食べますか?
パンを食べます。
Bread?
Yes.
私は朝ごはんを食べません。
What? You don't eat breakfast?
No.
How are you still alive?
ねえ。
You don't get lightheaded and you don't feel like you want to die?
I get hangry, but...
Well, of course. of course. You haven't eaten anything, right?
そうですね。
Yeah, you're gonna be hungry.
I don't have time.
You don't have time to stop by the konbini?
No. Maybe after I got to the office.
Wow, Naomi-sensei.It's not a thing of preference. It's not like you're an anti-asagohan person.
I'd love to have big breakfast if I have time.
Like pancakes?
そうですね。
So if you would have breakfast, パンケーキを食べますか?
パンケーキを食べません。
Okay, so then how about bacon?
Bacon
を食べますか?
Bacon を食べます。Bacon と多分卵。
And to is a particle which means and.
はい。ベーコンと卵を食べます。
Huh, that's a pretty good breakfast. I wonder what our listeners eat for breakfast.
Ah, 皆さんは朝ごはんを食べますか?何を食べますか?